Tell me what the Apple Configurator does.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty simple application that Apple probably should have released a while ago. And all it does is it makes it very easy to implement any iOS device across, you know, a large network of people. So that means that enterprises, schools, and, of course, federal agencies can now set up the device and quickly standardize each one and adopt it quickly.
Is this a hardware device? Is it a software, a piece of software application? What is it?
Yeah, well, it's actually just an app. And it, what it allows you to do is you set it up on your Mac, which I'm guessing is required, and it just automatically works with the software. So it's a pretty simple implementation. And doesn't require any extra hardware.
It's one of the attractions of the Apple platform to a lot of people is the configuration of other types of things, and I imagine this configurator is pretty easy. Give me a sense of the size, the volume of devices that this is set up to handle.
Yeah, so for as far as I know, there are some limits to, you know, doing things as far as updating the device, which is very important. I know that 30 devices can be updated at a time, but I'm sure that can be automated. As far as I know, though, there isn't too much of a limit because it can all be done locally. So it allows the different agencies to standardize apps they want to allow, what they don't want to allow, and that kind of makes the whole experience consistent and secure.
Now, federal agencies have been apprehensive to adopt the Apple platform for this kind of reason. I don't know if you're familiar with the federal desktop core configuration. It's a package, essentially, that agencies that are running Windows-based technology have to load onto their computers, and that's kind of the base that that a federal Windows-based PC starts from. Is this potentially going to allow agencies to do the same thing where you can configure every single device that runs on iOS the same way so they all look the same and have the same apps and so forth when you start them up?
Yes, yes. So that's exactly what it does. And, you know, I've observed that the government's been very, you know, touchy, understandably, with in taking up these emerging technologies for security reasons. And that's definitely one of the benefits that Apple's trying to push right now.
As more agencies do bring your own device and companies in the private sector are trying the same thing, do you see any potential with something like this to ease that transition that if I bring my own iPhone to the Department of whatever, that this configurator will help the technology team at that agency be able to get my device integrated into the network quicker?
Yeah, well, I do know that Google is being, you know, much more flexible with working with government agencies to standardize security and do different things like even excluding cameras in the device for security reasons. So Apple is definitely not quite as flexible, but this sort of implementation should make it easier, break down some barriers for integrating it. And in the future, when all devices are standardized. I mean, right now there's just the three major. There's like BlackBerry, there's Google's Android, and there's iOS. So since it's only three, this is just a good step towards the idea of bring your own device and we'll integrate it into our platform.